Right now, we go to the Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline and bring in Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. Coach, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Kevin. Thank you.
Well, you're off to California today. I guess it's kind of like cramming for a test in college, isn't it, to sort of get ready and know as much as you can about George Washington and try to put some of that into practice before you head west?
Yeah, I hope that I do a little better cramming for this test than I did most of the ones that I took while I was in college. You have a short amount of time. You find out on Sunday, and then it's just a race against the clock is what it feels like. You don't feel like you get any rest, and you try to get as much information as you can and as you said, cram it in and get ready to go play a game. So we practiced last night. We'll go again this afternoon. Leave tonight. Have a brief workout tomorrow, and get ready to go on Thursday.
Was George Washington even on your radar screen as you kind of looked at teams that could be potential opponents for the tournament? You know, even before the pairings were announced.
They weren't somebody that I was thinking that we would play. I don't know. You start the last couple of days after we got beat down in the SEC tournament. I got on a couple of the internet sites and started looking at different pairings and things and projections and that sort of thing. You also know that what you're looking at is complete conjecture. So it wasn't really on my radar screen, but we were pleased with our draw. Obviously we'd have loved to have played a little closer to home, but we're looking forward to going to California and seeing how we can do.
Kevin, talk about the Colonials' pressure and obviously the importance of taking care of the basketball.
Well, they play a pretty unique style. I would liken it a little bit to how Arkansas played when Nolan Richardson was there, it's very random trapping, and they'll trap you after you get a rebound. They'll trap you after you miss, after they miss, and you're dribbling up the court. They'll trap on any pass. They really make it a point not to let you run the kind of offense that you customarily run. So we'll have to deal with their pressure, hopefully as we break traps and we move the ball and get it out. When we do take care of the ball, hopefully we can come up with quality shots, and if we do, then that, you know, that usually means something good for us.
You look at especially their top two guards, Rice and Elliott, and just what they can do. And one of the interesting things that I've seen with them, their guards actually rebound the ball pretty well. But Elliott's a big, 6'4" guard. He's got ball handling abilities, obviously. They view him as an NBA talent. Rice is a good shooter, can hurt you out on the perimeter. But talk about the matchup as it pertains to that combo.
Well, their guard seems to certainly be the strength of their team, and they're a very interesting team from the standpoint that at least the way they're listed. Elliott is their point guard, 6'4", 220. Their off guard is Maurice Rice, who's 6'1", about 215. And then their inside guys are about 6'8", 6'9", 200. So they got real long, thin guys inside and real powerful guys in the backcourt. So it's a little bit atypical that way. But Carl Elliott is a very, very good player. He makes plays for everybody on the court. He's a big playmaker. He makes big shots. Rice is a kid from Philadelphia who broke Wilt Chamberlain's scoring record, high school scoring record, which obviously stood for a long time. And so he's a natural scorer that he can score off the dribble and is a good 3-point shooter. So, that's where a lot of their scoring comes from. But, again, it's really more about their defense creating offense for them When they're at their best, their defense is creating turnovers and open court opportunities.
Kevin, when you go through this unknown factor, you kind of get the rush, as you just talked about, on their personnel. Obviously, your guys haven't seen them, but is it a deal where you go in maybe with an open mind, going down the court, playing some different defenses, and kind of a wait-and-see type of thing, where you get into the flow of the game, see how the complexion of the game is going, and switch up your defense that way? Or is it a strategy that you're constantly switching going into a game to confuse a lot of those guys? How does that work from a coach's standpoint?
Well, you know, different games bring on different game plans, and you know, there are some games when we go in thinking, okay, we're going to play more zone in this game because maybe this team doesn't shoot it as well, or they don't function as well against the zone, or maybe, you know, we're at a disadvantage in a matchup somewhere that we're a little concerned about. Sometimes we go in and we change defenses for change sake because, you know, you want to keep a team out of a rhythm. There are teams that function much better when you allow them to get into a rhythm, and then sometimes you have teams that you feel like you can guard with your bread and butter, which is our man to man, and so we feel like we'll play the majority of man, and so it just different games bring on different mindsets for us in terms of how we're going to go about them defensively, but I'm sure that in this game we'll switch defenses some, see if we can keep them off balance a little bit, and see if we find something that maybe they have more problems with than something else, and then stay with that a little bit more.
Vanderbilt coach Kevin Stallings is our guest. How do the longer timeouts play into this? You know, when you get into these tournament games, you know, and TV kind of dictates everything, and you know, you have a 3-minute timeout as opposed to maybe a minute and a half that you might have during the regular season. How does that change how you coach things? And I guess a team against like George Washington that's going to bring some pressure defense, who does that sort of give the advantage to?
Well, I would say that first of all, you know, your bench usually shortens when you get to tournament play. That's the first thing. I don't think that players 9 and 10 mean as much in the NCAA tournament as they do during the regular season. I think as far as that pressure is concerned, it probably just evens itself out because on the one hand, I don't know that they're a particularly deep team either, and so maybe they would get tired from trying to pressure you the whole game, but they won't get as tired because of the long timeouts. Maybe they could wear us down with their pressure, but maybe we won't be as tired from the long timeouts. So I don't know. I think that just sort of evens itself out. I'm not sure that works to anybody's advantage from a pressure standpoint. I guess I would look at it from the positive standpoint. The long timeouts will enable me to keep our better players on the floor and hopefully deal with their pressure a little bit better.
Kevin, you obviously go in with a 2-game losing streak. Did you have to get in their heads a little bit and maybe just sort of reaffirm what worked for you guys just a couple of weeks ago?
Well, Mark, I think that I don't think we're overly concerned about a 2-game losing streak. It's the first one we've had since the first 2 games of the season. And I don't think, we did not play a good game in the Arkansas game at home, the last regular season game of the year. But we played reasonably well down there. They were playing well. They just made one more play than we did. But I think that my thing is, and this is what I emphasized to our team yesterday, it's just we just need to get on a little bit of a roll here. We need to play well, and what happens is you get into tournament games and teams hit their stride somewhere in that first game, and then that sort of gives them some momentum, and we're just hoping to be one of those teams. It happened to us in 2004. Everybody was picking us to get beat by Western Michigan. We got into the second half of that game and sort of hit our stride, And then that momentum carried over to the North Carolina State game.
Kevin, thanks a lot for the time this morning. Good luck out in California this week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good luck, Kevin.
All right, take care.
Thank you.